The next is the Honorable Namujembo Taylor Hoon. It is a maiden speech. You do not need to be to fear being interrupted, etc. You have the floor.
Thank you very much. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, a very good afternoon. I rise to support the control of the import and export dairy product and the dairy product substitute bill. And also indeed a great privilege to be afforded the opportunity to make my maiden speech. At long last, I made this contribution to this august house of the people. I make this statement fully aware that the people of Namibia have invested in us, their hopes, their trust, and their confidence. The people have done so with confidence that the law we make are for them, on their behalf, and to the benefit of all Namibians, irrespective of political affiliations, ethnics, or economic status. We do so because we are servants of the people. I speak, therefore, as the servant of the people and as their daughter. Most importantly, or specifically, I remember my father in 1989, my late father was number 56 on the parliamentarian list of SWAPO party. He could not enter this august house because, rest in peace, because our party, SWAPO, did not get enough votes. It was only 45 votes, seats. 30 years later, therefore, SWAPO party has lost or risen to over 77 seats during the 2014 parliamentarian elections. That is how my turn come about. That is how I am finally here. I might only be here for a short while until the end of this term come up to end. However, it matters not how long I will be here. What is matter is what I will have to say and what I will do here for on behalf of the Namibian people. Therefore, I believe it matters what I have to say here and now. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Members, it is no secret that our economy has been registering negative growth over the past 3 years or so. This contraction in this economy has caused severe socio-economic challenges in our society, include closure of businesses or several businesses in various sectors of our economy, increase of unemployment, especially for the youth, increase in poverty. I know this from my little experience as a businesswoman in Namibia. I have taken note of both His Excellency the President of the Republic of Namibia, Dr. Genkop, New Year's message, and a statement of the on the opening of cabinet the state president, Dr. Kengo, laid out what I believe in his vision to revitalize our economy. He needed strategic actions to put in place measures such as downsizing cabinet, appointment of skilled cadership, equitable distribution of fixed quotas, including the 14 regions of this country, addressing mismanagement as well as corruption. Deliver services to the public without fail, and developing innovative activities to address the climate change. As a member of parliament, I believe that this is the right direction which our country should take. I will fully support implementation of this action. Honorable Speaker, honorable members, as lawmakers, we have an obligation to exercise our oversight function in as far as compelling the executive arm of our state to implement suggested bold interventions, to implement which will stimulate our economic activities and generate positive growth in our economy. At this critical time of severe economic depression in our country, our legislators will fail in its duty if it does not hold special sessions dedicated to support the government to speed revival of our economy by providing a sound advice to executive on the specific interventions which are required to achieve sustained economic growth. It is important that we end the blame game and begin to work hand in hand as lawmakers, as executive, private sectors, and all other key stakeholders in our economy, including individuals, citizens of this country. If we continue on a them and us path, it will take a very, very long to get this economy fixed. We can also not effort over politicizing our economic challenge unless we are not genuine about our patriotism and commitment to serving the Namibian nations across the political divide in this house in particular and in our society in general. There's no option to unity of purpose as we face a common enemy in the form of unemployment, poverty, ignorance, and other ills facing our society. While we were elected in this August House on the tickets of the different political parties, we must never forget that we are the first and the second and the foremost citizen of this great country. and representative of all Namibians people. Our lawmaking and conduct must therefore be guided by the needs of our people and the desire of those who elected us and shape their better futures and successive of the generation to come. Honorable Speaker, honorable members, in addition to our roles as lawmakers, we have a responsibility to educate and skilling the Namibian population, especially the youth. There is a saying that goes, you have to start in order to be great, but you can never be great if you don't start. We cannot expect our youth to create or to take advantage of opportunities if they are not provided with adequate skills and to support to do so. It is our duty to ensure that Namibia succeeds to transform itself into highly skilled nations, able to innovate and produce a world-class product which can compete in the international market. But it is a fact that innovation is most driven by skills. Without adequate skills, we cannot expect our youth to help us in this respect. It remains imperative that we actively engage the Namibian youth, who are the catalyst of progress, especially in the technology-driven development areas of what is commonly referred to as the fourth industrial revolution. Let us therefore appreciate the pivotal role of SOE like Telecom Namibia, NAMPOWER, play in ushering our nations into the now prevailing information age well equipped. The question is, therefore, of a good governance. I would fail in my duty if I omit to mention that Namibia beef industry made history last week, yet again through Mitcom, by sending off at least 25 tons of quality beef consignment to United States of America. Such a landmark launch followed in the footsteps of another launch for the Chinese market last year. I therefore like to congratulate Namibia for being the only eligible country, African country, to export beef of the aforementioned countries. Honorable Speaker, honorable members, at this juncture, I would like to support the Bill of Control of Import and Export Dairy Product under discussion. The proposed legislation to control import dairy product in Namibia is long overdue. The line minister is therefore commended to this initiative. With this bill, we will ensure that Namibia will consume a higher standard, affordable dairy product, which are locally produced. I am aware that building such a local industry will be difficult at first, but with a certain degree of protection and support for those industries, there is no doubt it will thrive in the long run. I would suggest that in addition to enacting this legislation, the government comes up with the measure to support our industry to diversify the production of milk and manufacturing of dairy product in the country. I believe that more players will stimulate innovations in the dairy product and create room for more growth of the industry. Most importantly, it has the potential to create much needed jobs and self-reliance in terms of this sector. Honorable Speaker, honorable members, I'm coming from the area where there's no protocol, but culture and upbringing is playing a very important role. My father always told me that the value of any nation is measured by the people in it. However, how they live and how they regard themselves. In the past, in the present, and in the future. And above all, how they value their traditional authorities. This August House of the people, therefore, has a unique position to be a custodian of how societies value and accord respect to their traditional leaders in the line of the Council of Traditional Leaders Act 13 of 1997. I commend the fact that this August House enacted this important legislation pursuant to the Constitution of the Republic of Namibia. Therefore, I urge you in that from the south to the north, from the east to the west, our government and indeed our state must elevate traditional leaders and traditional authorities to be reliable partners and not adversaries or subordinate structures, to be tolerated but to be respected in accordance within the Traditional Authority Act 25 of 2000. Traditional leaders, in this regard, are good advisors, not adversaries to central government. It is futile debate to have whether we are a monarch or a republic. What matters, my opinion, is that we are seen to be teaching the future generation that our unitary state come about because of the foundation laid by our fearless nationalist and traditional leaders like the Hosea Kutakos, Hendrik Verteboy, Jacob Malengo, Mandume Kayala Ndemfayo, Homba Hawanga, Ipumbu Yashilongo, and many others. Finally, honorable members, honorable speaker, it is evidence from above that traditional leaders is the common feature in our country. It is also much so all over Africa and the world. In some countries like Ghana, Nigeria, or Botswana, the equivalent of Council of Traditional Leader is called House of Chiefs, which essentially is the post-colonial assembly, taking the form of either legislative or advisory, but providing an important voice in upholding the democratic values of a country. There is an expression from Tetswana which goes, Kosi ke kosi kabato, means the chief is the chief by the will of the people. In other words, leadership must always be a reflection of the people. Therefore, I propose that Namibia also considers amending the Council of Traditional Leaders, which debates, harmonizes, and reforms traditional practice in line with Constitution. I believe that any society, and indeed any country which does not accord a great significance to its culture and traditional roots, it tombs to fail along the way. Honorable Speaker, Honorable Member, I thank you for your kind attention, and God bless Namibia.